In order to reach the terraced vegetable plots that surrounded the ancient walled nucleus of Lower Ezzino, people had to pass through this picturesque vaulted gate. The access road to the village had been monitored, probably already since the Low Middle Ages, from a rectangular tower, still recognisable today in the building that faces the little square behind us, in what was effectively once known as the Contrada della Torre. It was probably a tower house, for instance, a building complete with a number of living rooms that also provided a strategic observation point over the valley and over anyone wishing to enter the village. The tower could house a small armed garrison or also an important family. In fact, these buildings, standing above the common houses, soon acquired the value of a status symbol. At the base of the tower, we find a water source, which may have been used in the past to water the animals kept safely in the little square. From here, the main route used by the Celts led to Upper Ezzino and to the high ground of the castle, where a castrum had stood since Roman times. At the end of the day, the entry gate was locked to protect the people and their animals as they slept. The memory of the fears and insecurity that accompanied the peasants as they slept through those medieval nights still echo in the legends that are told in the valley, such as that of the Cavra Spadula, a monster half-goat and half-bird, which, as the sun went down, wandered around trying to get into the homes of those with sins on their conscience.